94 VWA. Is that you, Patrick?
Protected, was. How are you, Steve?
Well, I'm over here in front of Wayne Vire's place, and he said that you took him for a buggy ride.
For a ride? I'm not sure what you're talking about there.
You need to buy from the competition from now on. You're charging him three different prices.
He's been hanging out with you too long.
He's standing here in front of me just laughing up a storm. He's Patrick knows better than that.
Seen Wayne today.
Yeah, we got a church bus that we got to get worked on. We got a 2003 73, and it's just about to lay down in the road, losing power. Give it about 30 minutes to cool off, and it just fires right back up and runs fine. But that, you know what? That's the way of a Ford. Aren't you glad you're not driving a Ford?
Hey, now. It's probably the pre-filters in the fuel tank. That's probably what's going on.
That's all it is. Man, yeah. But anyhow, he's going to work on it for us. Oh, well, are you staying out of trouble today?
Hanging out with you.
Now, Wayne's about to lay down on the pavement out here laughing.
Boy, the truth hurts, don't it?
Hey, listen. We're trying to keep the riffraff off the air there, Jimmy.
Well, I'm telling the truth here.
Well, I'll be back on the air in just a couple of minutes. I'm going to speak to my friend, Wayne, so both of y'all can just hush. Hey, carry on amongst yourselves, KN4, BWA. I'll be clear for about five.
Real careful. He's dangerous.
You do that, we're going to talk about you. I'll probably be gone by the time you come back anyway, thank God. N4 MMW Mobile, back to you. Is this Patrick?
Yes, how are you today, Jimmy?
I'm doing fine, bud. Hope you're not. Up here, I'm on Old Sparkburg Road, headed toward Eastside High School. In front of me, there's a heavy black cloud, and I've been hearing some thunder, so hope you're not somewhere toward Greenville.
Wade Hampton in front of Zaxby's at the moment, and I'll be turning on 290 heading north after that. So I'll probably drive right through it.
All right, you're kind of over to my right over there, so... I can't see for all the trees here at Sugar Creek. I mean, Silverleaf. And I can't see around to the right to see how far they go, so you might run through it.
Wait till I get done pumping fuel anyway. I ain't standing out there in the rain.
There you get one that's covered.
If they're covered, I can get this truck in around here.
You might have to use an umbrella, get started, and then get the truck.
Well, come on, you guys. A little bit of rain ain't going to make you dissipate.
Put your anchor on.
Melt.
Use there. Dissipate? You know, salt dissipates. Sugar melts. And I stay out of the rain because I might melt.
Melting, but it sure is rusted.
Make sure he had his anchor on so he didn't float off.
Nice to me. I'm sweet and innocent.
If I can lay in his back pocket, that'll hold it down.
Oh, I've had a pretty good day. How about you, Jimmy? Have you been out making money, honey?
Working on a little bit. just got through with one while I could hear the thunder. I just have got back from Greensboro, North Carolina about 2 o'clock, and somebody must be watching me because then the phone started ringing.
Is it me, or did you hear just a little bit of a hum in the background on Jimmy's audio?
No, I hear a hum in it.
No, just gets off the phone. So where are you buying your fuel cheap, brother?
The cheapest place I found to get it is over in Brea, in that area. The QT and the Walmart, Over there, they fight over price.
And is that on diesel?
Yes, sir. It's still like $2.90 over there. Where over here, it's $3.09.
Well, I got a Shell station up here at Highway 292 at 26, and they're still in the 280s. And then I get 3 cents off for discount fuel rewards, so I guess I'll just have to try to make it back up there.
Keep right around here, I can tell you that much for sure. I'll stop up here at the Sphinx on 290, which I don't care for them, but it's the only place I can easily get in and out of in this truck.
290. Oh, in Traveler's Rest right there before you go on up the mountain?
No, just up the road from where you're at right now. Dave lives.
Oh, yeah. 290 and McKinney Road. I know where you're talking about. Yeah, I tell you, I just got a problem with doing any business with old Stuart Stinks.
It's not my favorite place to stop either, but it's what I have to deal with because I can't get in and out of the QT. There's too many little four-wheelers swarming around, and they don't know when to stay out of the way.
I can see that as a problem. How many foot is your truck? 24?
The box is 24, and then you got the cab, so you're probably close to 35 feet.
You happen to have a CDL to drive that one?
Oh, but I do have mine.
Ah, well, there you go. But I thought it was 24 foot max that you could drive without a CDL.
On a length, but I have my Class B, so I'm covered.
Good. All right. Well, you missed a pretty good meeting the other night. They did that micro VNA. It was pretty interesting. That little gadget can do all kinds of stuff. Matter of fact, N4MMW there, Jimmy's got one.
Give me a link to it, and didn't you say Ariel put that online on YouTube?
Oh, you're supposed to be getting that stuff real soon because I gave your email and call sign and full name to the guy that administrates all that. You should be starting to get those emails.
Chance to check since about lunchtime yesterday, to be honest with you, so I'll try to look tonight and see if I got them.
Roger. Okay. Well, in the meantime, I'll make sure that I get that forwarded to you anyhow. How about that?
I appreciate that. I'd like to see that. I've been thinking about getting one of those little nano VNAs.
I had already bought a Rig Expert handheld that pretty much does all the same stuff. So, you know, I got the A55 Zoom, and it does about the same stuff plus some other things. So, you know, there's no sense in me trying to duplicate.
Somebody like me that doesn't have any of that, that's a good place to start.
And that's a lot cheaper than trying to do it like with a Rig Expert.
Gentlemen, I got to step out. I'm here at the house, so y'all take care. And I still got to figure my VNA out. It's still over my head at the moment, trying to figure out the steps, how to get to some of those places. So y'all take care. Watch the weather. Things can get crazy. It's not raining over here at Taylor's yet, but it could. It's kind of right over my head, but maybe it won't do a whole lot. Take care of fellow 73, both of you. This is N4MMW Mobile.
Hey, Jimmy. In the words of Forrest Gump, I'm headed up Highway 357 past the highway department, and I'm looking at blue clear sky. 73's, bud. Patrick, you said it's raining over there where you are. Where are you now?
I'm at that Sphinx on 290. It's not raining here yet, but it looks like it's getting ready to start. There again, it's starting to clear up on one side of me, so who knows? KO4, HKX. And Steve, I'm going to have to hop out. I'm here getting fuel now. So I'll give you a shout here in a minute. KO4, HKX, and I'll be clear.
KO4, HKX, as always, a pleasure. K4, BWA, clear.
Jam Mobile.
KO4 HKX here. How are you this afternoon?
Good, I'm Patrick.
Said now I'm all fueled up, got me a cold drink, and getting ready to hit the road to the house.
Exact same thing, except I probably got out a lot cheaper than you did.
That, I just spent right at $100, and I had a little better than half a tank.
I had about a quarter tank and I spent $39, so yeah, I'd hate to have to keep filling that thing up, but hey, that's what it takes to keep the business rolling when it's on wheels.
Yes, sir, and that's about the third time this week.
I thought I had a high gas bill.
Including my personal vehicle to finish the trip in.
But it takes money to make money. I have to spend it to make it. That's the way I've always looked at it.
You don't have to think about it that way. I don't get too mad.
Everybody, a lot of people give me a hard time because I have to commute an hour each way every day. I'm like, well, I choose where I live and I choose where I work, so it ain't nobody's fault but my own.
That, and I wouldn't change it.
I enjoy living a good hour away from where I work. I don't have to worry about people stopping me in the grocery store and asking about their computer.
I don't have to worry about customers. Hey, can I run to your house and pick this up?
I did it for years when I lived in town. Well, it's been a long time ago, but it used to be that way. But, yeah, I enjoy it now. If I enjoy the commute, it gives me time to wind down and get ready for the day, so I don't mind it at all.
See there, that's why I say I stop and give me something cold to drink and just try to relax and let the day leave me as I'm going home.
Well, I'll be right back. I need to run to the drive-thru and pick up a prescription. M4WHM.
KO4 HKX, and I'll be on the side.
Jim, KO4 HKX.
KX, I'm here, Bill.
Had to have me a Toyota Tacoma in my front seat. He decided to get in the other lane too quick.
Watch out for those on a daily basis.
And halfway in my lane, halfway in his old lane, and people can't get around, so go figure.
Trying to figure them out.
I saw yesterday leaving work, I saw three little fender benders, literally scratches on bumpers, and all the new students coming back. Move-in officially kicks off in the morning at 7, so it's going to be a wild weekend. I can't wait.
And they're all going the wrong way.
Clearly be the case, because there are so many one-way streets on campus, and they don't care. They don't even look. They just see where they want to go and try to drive.
The point of living on campus is so you can walk everywhere.
After about the first week and a half, but those first 7 to 10 days, it's crazy, and it's going to be interesting because last year's class didn't live on campus, so we're going to have two classes at the same time, about don't know. This weekend, there'll probably be 20,000 people trying to get on campus at the same time. I don't know why, but they will, and then we'll get the other 20 by Wednesday, because classes start Wednesday, so there'll be another mad rush Tuesday.
From home this week?
In and out of the office. Got to work Saturday and Sunday. The whole IT crew is working this weekend to make sure everything stays as operational as possible. So I feel sorry for the ones that come in Sunday because they're going to get rained on, it looks like, and the rest of them for moving in through Wednesday.
Telling me we're supposed to get like 5 inches of rain between now and Wednesday?
This one for, it's the way the storm's tracking, it's supposed to come right up through the middle of the state of Georgia, and they're calling for between 5 and 7 inches of rain, depending on exactly how far it tracks.
A lot of rain in a short amount of time.
Destinated at home, so hope you have a good, safe trip rest of the way, and maybe we'll catch you tomorrow. If not, I'll catch up with you down the road somewhere. This is M4WHM. I'll be clear on your final.
Good evening, and try to stay safe this weekend traveling around amongst all of them, and I'll keep an ear out for you around, going around. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear, 73.
And 6CLX is here. Mobile, of course.
KO4HKX, how are you today?
Thursday afternoon, headed home. I got... Tomorrow will be my first day, full day of work in 2 weeks with the boss there. That's going to be fun.
Taking half a day off or something?
No, he was, last week, actually in 3 weeks, because I was out of town 2 weeks ago. I was in Detroit most of the week. And then he left that Friday to go to Germany. He was in Germany all last week. And then he got back from Germany Tuesday and then left early to go down to Florida to a show. He's just kind of like the road warrior. So he's coming back tomorrow.
Just one day and then you get broke. You can take it easy.
Except, well, anyway, I'm just going to have to show him everything I've done or not done. I'm pretty sure. And there's going to be a little bit of both.
They're on 85 right now.
Of course, portion over in Spartanburg County, passing Boiling Springs Road right now. Nothing out here except for an unmarked unit waiting for drugs, I guess.
We'll pull them over for speeding.
Plus, when I went by, my radar detector didn't even blink.
I don't think there's enough of them to pull all the speeders over.
Sometimes the speed limit on this road is 85, but I've been keeping it just a little over, 75 most of the time. Just cruise and let everyone pass me. Seems like I pass all the ones going super slow, and I let all the ones going fast pass me, and so it kind of keeps me in the middle between all the mess.
Fortunately, I don't have to get out there on 85 any. And if I do, I try to find me another way around. I'd just soon not mess with it.
I'm against traffic most of the way, and then when the traffic does back up there at the airport exit, that's where I get off. So most of the time, it's just a, sit back and relax and watch the other people do the dumb things.
That car pulling up in front of me with no brake lights.
Yeah, I just, over this last weekend, I think I finally fixed my third brake light on this freaking Chrysler product. And if you notice, most of the Chrysler products are third lights out. Talk about their connectors.
One of the Explorers from the 90s, they had a fluorescent third brake light, and that ballast in the brake light assembly was like $800 when I was working for Ford then.
That's ridiculous. I was thinking about taking this one apart and looking at it, because it's LEDs and there's a resistor in there that for something, I don't know. I have no idea why you need such a high power resistor in this LED light fixture, but it's there and it's kind of turned color, so I was a little worried about it, but it appears to be working.
Another three-car finger bender.
Up to Detroit, I was up there kind of a service call on a couple of our expensive fans they use for emissions testing. So I was in the Toyota R&D Center, and then later in the week I was in the Chrysler, or now Stellantis, R&D Center. Toyota was pretty, well, I didn't get to see any, I got to see some cool new things that you won't see for a couple of years, but most of it was under covers. But in Chrysler, I got to see my share of Challengers and Jeeps.
Get in there if they want to keep it under wraps. They'll keep that stuff hidden no matter what.
I didn't get to see the body area. Even the guy that I was working with there, works for Toyota, can't even go into the body area. Super secret in there. I was working in the test labs, R&D labs for the powertrain. You know, I got to see a pretty cool engine. Everyone's going to these smaller engines with the turbos, and now it looks like Toyota's going there too.
Pretty much every one of them's having a high failure rate right now.
Bumpers don't work. You're blowing something up.
This is KN4TZW. Just enjoying the conversation, fellas. Don't mean to butt in, but I'd say that resistor in the LED is to put a load on the system so other things will work. You know, if you put them LED lights in something old, you know how the cruise control won't work and whatnot, and you have to put like a big heavy resistor in there, and it gets hot, so it'll turn colors and whatnot. Should be a heat sink with it, but anyway, just my thought on it. Y'all have a good evening. Name's Gabriel. I'm in Hendersonville, North Carolina. KM4TZW, I'll be clear.
You know, that's clear. Welcome the comment. I wouldn't have thought that, especially when it was, you know, original equipment, but 2006, they did things differently. N6 TLX.
Bro, don't run off. Hang around. KO4 HKX here. I'm heading your way.
It's sitting tough, but I'm in the Ingles parking lot here. I got to run in here. I'm just going to fizz, but I just thought I'd blurt that out because I'm in one of them old Explorers right now. But I put some LED bulbs in this one and had to go back and put some big resistors in there to put a load on it so the speed of cruise control would work. It's just odd. I would imagine they've done that instead of, you'd have to change a lot of different things. They may not have to do that kind of stuff now that LEDs are kind of the norm. I still think they need to put some kind of limit on how bright people's headlights are, because, man, there must not be no law on that. But maybe we'll talk a little later on. I'm just kind of in a rush today. Nice meeting you, fellas. KN4TZW.
Have a good day. Hang around longer next time.
The lights are bright. My Camry, my 2015. Quite often people are flashing me, and they don't want me to flash them back because my brights aren't on, dude. Sorry, they're just that way.
Set a standard of how bright lights can be instead of just trying to aim them a straight ahead or down at the ground, because, man, some of them just blind you on these new cars.
I hated driving a low vehicle and having one of those pickup trucks come up behind. Man, they knew their lights were right. You know, they can't help but see everything in the car shining, so they knew they were in my car. But, you know, just the way it is.
Did you say you've been on DMR also?
Car at home in a hot spot. I don't fire it up often enough anymore. I don't know why. I've had it almost 2 years now.
Playing with it a couple of months ago. I got one of the Eniton 878s and the Skybridge from Bridgecom, and I use it a little bit, but not a whole lot. I figured I could use it more, but I don't know. It seems like all anybody wants to do is get on there and make a contact and move on, and that just doesn't appeal to me. That's not what I want to do.
App groups are for. I usually hang out on 91 because it's got the most activity. And I've had some fun QSOs on there, especially at the beginning of COVID in 2020 at the beginning. But as COVID went on, it got weirder and weirder on there. There was more people were getting into it, and they were just there weren't QSOs. It was just, like you said, it's just contact.
The 91 quite a bit, but if you're interested, the North Carolina one is pretty good too. I think it's 3137 talk group. I'd have to look it up and make sure, but it's the North Carolina talk group. There's a couple guys on there, and you can have some pretty good QSOs there without being overrun or holding up the channel too much.
Spartanburg repeater for DMR is on, and I can't remember the talk group name now, but it covers the Carolinas. That's a real good one to listen to.
DNR, I believe it is.
That's it.
I got one on my radio, and I'm trying to figure out how to get it, so I'm trying to work on that.
Using the hotspot is fun and all that, but I mean, you're tethered, you know. I want to be able to move around. I was disappointed to find out there's only two repeaters in the area that are DMR. But, you know, so I use it around the house.
Use it around the house when I'm not doing anything else, or, you know, the band conditions aren't real well. Because sometimes I have a lot of trouble hitting this repeater from my house.
Sign up for EchoLink, and you can talk on this thing on EchoLink.
EchoLink on my phone, so I can do that, but I'll just jump over on the DMR and play with it for a little while. So I don't have my general yet, so I can't get on HF, but 10 meter and 6 meter.
Michael was telling me last week, was it earlier this week or last week, that he just put up his HF antenna, so he's been playing on 10.
Radio, and I have the antenna up. I just don't have my general license, so I can transmit out there yet. But I do a lot of listening on it. From time to time.
Hey, I won't push you. The bands are kind of up and down all the time right now. It just depends on what's going on with the solar activity. Last night it was horrible.
I tend to only be able to get stuff to the north or west because of where I'm at. I got a mountain right behind me. I'm literally right up against the foot of the mountain.
Catch any sky waves. Maybe some ground waves you'd be able to get. 40 and 80 maybe. It's interesting. I just have an off-center fed Buckmaster up. It's tending northwest-southeast. And I still tend to get everything up north and east over to Europe.
I got a center fed dipole and an inverted V, and that's just what I got right now. So it is what it is until I get my general and I get moved into my new house whenever I can afford to build it now.
Now, band's coming up, and if you get the right height, right location, and a fairly good ground, that inverted V will carry you around the world here. That's all I talked on for years was inverted Vs. And then when I discovered balance and the secret of impedance matching at your antenna feed point, in other words, I could afford to buy a Ballon Hi-Hi. Man, that made a nice difference.
But like I said, I'm just working on that. I didn't want to put up a whole lot of effort into where I'm at now because I was planning on building a house. But it looks like with the way things are going to be, I'm going to be there for a little while, so I may put a little more effort into it.
Multiple inverted Vs for multiple bands. And that did me well for years.
Getting up here into Henderson County in the black hole here at exit 1. So I'm going to have to stay 7-3s for a while. And have a safe trip on in. I know you'll be gone before I get through. So it's KO4HDX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3s.
All right, Patrick, N6CLX here. And you have a good evening. And you're just entering into the dark corner, that's all. N6CLX monitoring.